Blog Talk Radio.
Behold the cross on which was hung life's very Lord, God's darling one. Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary upon his cheek, and his pierced heart broken in two, love crucified for me and for you. Eyes that won't see, ears that won't hear, lips that deny the friend once so dear. Slowly he turns and captures your heart, then passes.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I am your host, Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. I put the fun in fundamentalism. My headline for tonight is Bigfoot discovered in Mexico, Big Mouths discovered on Fox News, or as I now call it, Fix News, because the news is fixed. And the big attack that we're experiencing is the attack on Donald Trump and Dr. Carson. The communists say Trump is vulgar. He said ass instead of tushy. But abortion is not vulgar. Taxed heroin and weed training is not vulgar. Taking bribes and killing cops is not vulgar. Same sex marriage in your face is not vulgar. Scaring the kids. Betraying your country is not vulgar. Burning the American flag is not vulgar. Mocking Christianity is not vulgar. Mocking Southerners is not vulgar. Leaving troops to die on the Democrat battlefield is not vulgar. BJ's in the fifth grade is not vulgar. Shooting a rancher in the back and stealing his property is not vulgar. It's not even covered in the press. Cremating bodies of 30 SEALs ambushed in a CH-47 shootdown. Destroying evidence is not vulgar. Calling dead Americans killed in Afghanistan NATO troops to be identified later is not vulgar. Attacking Libya without an act of war is vulgar. Communist porno wood is never vulgar. I love the ones that say, oh, he's a comedian, he can say things like that. No, he can't. He's a dirty pig and he should be put in a blanket. The Super Bowl halftime Black Panther rally is never vulgar. Taking down the Ten Commandments and spitting in God's face is classy. Welcome to the Spirit of America party. We will now give you the American Star Spangled Banner that is played in the Hindu Kush.
Bangles. I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof. Asking questions like who I know. What's my religion and church I go? They look for buzzwords like conservative speak. How many members in the Catholic League? Abracadabra, abracadabra, they're going to reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime. Loaded with democracies who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another order come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. No one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you.
um bom bocado pra te devorar. Como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar.
Pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca. De olho no chibio da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia.
Llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo le dan sabana, porque muy despreciado. Por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Perdón de Dios, tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te desaparado, lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro lavando, eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día los cuentos y de nada, lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti.
Okay, we're back. I had to take a phone call. That's why I had to give you music. The guy who called me was referring to today's New York Post with an interview with James Clapper, the head of intelligence, or former head of intelligence, and he said he's never seen us so wide open in 50 years. And we're going to suffer a big-time hit. And you want to know the proof of it? The World Trade Center. The United States was never hit like that in its history. Even when the British, who landed in Baltimore on September the 11th and marched to Washington and burned down the White House, we have never been that vulnerable as we were on 9/11. And only by the grace of God, 100,000 people didn't die. The grace of God and the bravery of 343 firemen, and I think about 60 somewhat police, PD people. Otherwise, because it was nothing but widespread panic, people were running. The classic picture is the guys looking back being chased by a cloud. They didn't know if the cloud was radioactive. They didn't know anything. All they knew was, I got to get out of here. And guys crawling under cars. 9/11 was a nightmare. And our communist government covered it all up. It's not being taught in the schools. Kids who have been born in the last 15 years have no idea what took place. And you could say another 6 or 7 years before that. So you got 21 years of untaught history in the communist cucumber schools. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. You have no idea how big. The day they took the Ten Commandments down was the day that the country started to go down the tubes at an accelerated rate. Now we're all pigs in a blanket. And when we fall, there's nobody to take us in. You won't get a glass of water, a cup of water on the retreat. You have no idea what's destined for you. And I just hope it's not God's hand that's doing it, because if it is, we're screwed. And he has favored us, and we have not thanked him. And we are going to pay a terrible price. Temptation is a big thing. That was the gospel today. The temptation of our Lord. The devil offered him everything. He offered him fame. He offered him a Hollywood lifestyle. What do you think about that? It is really sad. A once great nation, what are they going to say about us? We only lasted 250 years. We killed our own children. Huh? Are we in trouble or what? I think we're in trouble, folks. Okay. So, I'm thinking about the capture of the entire United States Navy by an Iranian fishing boat with an AK-47. Yes, it had to be the entire Navy because nobody else showed up to help. So, they must have captured the entire Navy in the Persian Gulf. 5-man crews. Well, 4 men and a woman, yeah, who they put in a hijab and made her sit in the back. I say the way to take over Iran is to send in special forces with candy and flowers, and we'll have all the women, and then the men can kill each other. Okay, so can we please get our Navy back from the Democrat Party? Come on, Iran, give us back our Navy. All we have is a cover-up government. I believe those boats were unarmed and were captured by a fisherman with an AK-47. I believe they had stand-down orders, which originate from Benghazi. Obama is a traitor. His party is communist, and Americans should get out while the getting's good. We are in step three of a communist revolution. Step one is to politicize. step two is to radicalize, and we're now in step three, militarize. Yes. And if you don't believe me, just ask Lavoy Finicum about freedom. Where was the backup for the two boats? Just like the Pueblo taken by North Korea, no backup. New York City cops have more backup. Well, they used to. I don't know if they got it anymore. They just sentenced one cop to prison. He was doing a walk down through a project, which they do so that, you know, in case somebody's raping somebody on the stairwell, they might have a chance of rescue. But apparently there was a shooting and an innocent man was according to the press, was shot by a ricochet. That's what one of the headlines is. But if you Google it, you'll get a different headline every day of the week. You never know the truth anymore. But anyway, and he's Chinese. And he's a Chinese cop. So as a result of the verdict, the New York City Police Department now says they're not going to do walk-downs anymore. But I got to tell you, not one cop should be alone anywhere in the country. There should be two cops in every situation, whether it's walking a beat or in a car. Do you know how risky it is for one cop alone to pull over a carload of people and look in the window, look in the side window, driver's side window? You know how risky that is? They used to say in Afghanistan that people were getting on base and killing the troops. I said, if that was me and that was my base, I'd have a pipe big enough for a person to crawl through, and they'd have to disrobe completely before they could crawl through the pipe. And then they could pick their clothes up after we go through them. I'd do the same thing for the police department. No more stop and frisk. You have to disrobe and crawl through the pipe. This way, if you're carrying a bomb and you set it off, you'll be a bazooka. Okay. So, we got no more backups for the military. And I said New York City cops have more backups. Maybe the Navy needs to get their John Balls and Jones back. You know who John Paul Jones is? He's a hero of the U.S. Navy. He was on a ship off the coast of England fighting a British ship called the Serapis. He was on a ship that was, I think, donated to us by France called the Bonhomme Richard. After Ben Franklin. And his ship got torn to pieces. His main mast was blown away. And the British captain said, "Are you ready to strike your colors?" And he said, "This is the U.S. Navy. We don't strike colors. We strike back. I have not yet begun to fight." And he was telling the truth. And he overwhelmed the Serapis. And his men took over the Serapis, abandoned the Bonhomme Richard, and watched it sink. And that's an American hero. You know who the father of the American Navy is? He's an Irishman. His name is... I can't believe this. Oh, I can't. It'll come to me. And he's the father of the American Navy. He's the one that helped build it. Just like Hyman Rickover is the admiral of the American nuclear navy. He's the guy that first brought Polaris missiles into submarines. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton sold the plans to the Russians. She emailed them in her normal emails, in her basement emails. We'll go for a tune. When we come back, we'll see if we got anything to talk about. Here's one. This is for all the GIs who have served this country, all the ones who are yet to serve because the draft is coming back. We are too weak. We're outnumbered. Tell me how 687,000 Americans are going to fight 30 million Chinese. Tell me how they're going to do that. And those are called the expendables. They're just single guys with nothing to do. So don't you worry about if we fall, who's going to take us in? Nobody. They got six law student girls coming out against Manning. What is it? Is the devil working overtime or what? Is he trying to discredit every human being in this country? Is he trying to make us see only the evil side of life and the good people are forgotten? What are we going to do? It is really sad. It is really, really sad. Let's find another tune. Another tune. Here we go.
They must cut for that. Would it be? Thank you.
kingdom above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth.
You know, they say in Russia they have an oligarchy, and that's all of the former military officers. I'm not going to say all KGB, but who were in charge, who took over industry and became businessmen. And we have an oligarchy here in our government in Washington, D.C. And I got to tell you, the only way that you can put an end to it, you got to have one term per termite. Nobody should make a career out of being in government. One term per termite. You want to give the president two terms? Fine. But all the other termites should only get one term. The maximum champagne contribution should be a dollar. That's it. Whether you're the Sultan of Brunei or you're Joe the Plumber, the most you can donate to a politician is $1. These guys are making fortunes on champagne contributions. And the only lobby should be in a hotel, preferably a Trump hotel. And those are three solutions to the problem that we have today. I like the fact of eliminating the IRS. And I think we got to put a stop to the fine robbery that the government now uses to steal from business and the people. This fine thing has gotten way out of hand. And And that's why corporations are pulling out of the United States. They're going where they're going to get treated good. It is really sad. And I have the Rhino Party is no better than the Democamo Party. They're all taking care of themselves. They only think of their stomach. That's an Arab saying when they want to talk about somebody that's not doing the job. He only thinks of his stomach. Nice job, Rion's Pemus. You couldn't have staged an ambush greater than the bushwhacking of Lavoie Finicum. That story is totally covered up. There's no truth to what you're hearing. It is shocking and unbelievable. This guy was gunned down. He was outnumbered 16-1. There was no reason for him. He had his hands outstretched. He walked away from his vehicle with his hands outstretched because he didn't want to draw fire to the people that were in the vehicle. Somebody said, well, he ran. He ran. How do you know he ran? How do you know he stopped his vehicle? He was waiting for the two vehicles behind him to come up and approach him. They didn't. They just sat behind him. How do you know they didn't take a shoot at his vehicle, a shot at his vehicle? And that prompted him to take off. You don't know that. You're looking at an FBI video. You think that they showed you everything that was on there unedited? One guy says to me, there was only two shooters. I saw three. I saw the guy that fired the first shot into his side and quickly turn around and go between two cars and disappear around back. And then there was another guy out in the open, and he shot him. And then the guy behind him almost walked, put the gun on his back and pulled the trigger. He was 6 feet away. And then when the guy went down, he was laying on the ground. His hand was moving. And this is the FBI footage. His hand was moving, and then he dropped his arm. Nobody went over to disarm him, right? The guy is still rolling around on the ground. You would think they would go over and kick the gun away from him so he couldn't do any damage. He didn't have a gun. And they say that the gun that was found on him was stolen 2 years ago somewhere in the United States. I mean, it's the property of whoever did the cover-up. Okay, so El Trumpo knows Patton, and Patton says never let the enemy pick the battlefield. You know that Rion's Priebus is staging the takedown of Trump. They have to take down Trump so that they can get their loser to the front. Think about that. And that audience is a stacked deck, and they're all Republican Party apparatchiks. And if they're told to boo Trump, they're going to boo Trump. If they're told to boo Carson, they'll boo Carson. If they're told to boo Cruz, they're going to boo Cruz. They work for the RNC and nobody else. They do not work for the American people. When you see Trump standing on a Republican Party platform telling American people, do not send money to the Republican Party, they're just ripping you off. You know they're not going to support him. They're going to boo him. You know that. Anyway. So, now we got never let the enemy pick. The Rion's Priebus and the Rhino Rats have teamed up with the Democamos. The Democamos introduced the debates. They did it with all spokespeople on the Democamo side, and they introduced the debate, along with a rhino rat named Billy Crystal from the Weekly Stand Down. And you know what Jimmy from Brooklyn said to me? These are not conservatives. Conservatives are pure anti-communists. These people don't even talk about communism. These are Buckley conservatives, and he doesn't like Buckley. He thinks Buckley killed the John Birch Society, and eliminated the image that there was a communist threat. The communist threat is bigger and greater than ever before. Putin has already taken over the Middle East. And we got Bernie Comrade Sanders as the Democamo party candidate. And trying to outcamo him is Hillary Clinton. So they were on ABC, and they ran 12 commercials before the debates because they knew they had a captive audience. Everybody wanted to see Trump. They want to see what Trump's going to do next. ABC began the communist rhino crusade. They ignored Carson. I think they set Carson up to look stupid and look lost. They said, you're next. They called out one candidate. He came out. They introduced him. Then they pushed Carson into the little alley before you come on stage. And they said, you're next. And then they called somebody else, and he came out, went around Carson. Then they called somebody else, and he came out and went around Carson. And Carson is standing there looking like a jerk. And then they called Trump, and Trump came out, and he stopped at Carson. He says, go out. Go out. They're not calling your name. Go ahead out. And so he let him go out, and then he came out. And that's what they did to Carson. So I'm watching Fox today, Sunday, and they got four rhino rats on, including an advisor to the Rhino Party, the political advisor. And he says Carson should drop out because he has no political experience. Is that what we need today in America? The only politicians you can elect are ones with political experience, like Bernie Sanders and Hillary, who cares how they died, Clinton? Is that what we want? Do we want to elect more bribe takers and liars? So, let's see what I was going to say. After 12 commercials, ABC, always be communist, and began the Rhino Crusade to ignore Carson, bring down Rubio's numbers, and attack Trump. At the break, the Democamos critiqued and promoted Jeb Bush. When you got the Democamos promoting Jeb Bush, you know that's their choice who can't win, so Hillary can win and be the first woman a president. Excuse me, I got to throw up. Their job is to pick the Republican candidate who can't beat Hillary. They try to take Trump using eminent domain. Why was Carson ignored? Was it to create the impression he was not valuable as a candidate? Was he being punished for being a black Republican? Trump has three letters added to his title, TNS, Take No Shit. As soon as the audience got nasty, he identified them as rhino cardholders and big donators to the Reince Priebus machine. He called them out as party apparatchiks. Their job was to ignore Carson, destroy Trump, Rubio, and Cruz, promote Bush and Kasich. Kasich to me is Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. They used Christie to take down Rubio. Rubio fell back too often on his attack on Obama. It looked like he had no other game plan. This was not a debate tonight. It was Resurrect Jeb Bush Show. The audience was a rhino stacked deck. It was as obvious as George Stephanopoulos is selling Hillary hats. This was a classic Shakespeare plot. Take out Rubio, demean Carson, crush Trump, and neutralize Ted Cruz. Tomorrow, Jeb Bush will be praised in the rigged media as a winner. Moral of this story is, if you don't vote for Trump, you better learn to speak Arabic, Russian, or Chinese. And you know what? I'll add to that Farsi. You might have to learn to speak Iranian Farsi. So, having said that, I did a video clip, a tribute to Lavoie Finicum, because he was a good guy. Father of 11 kids, 55 years old. All he wanted was a little justice, and he got it in the back. It is really terrible. So, You can cry with me. Of a saying that Marines have when asked about somebody, you know, what do you think is somebody? And the saying goes like this: he don't buy me no beers. And I just got a flashback to a buddy of mine. When you used to ask him, how about this politician? He said, he don't buy me no beers. And that was his rating. I'm going to close with Blue Moon. No, I'm going to close with Blue Bayou with Roy Orbison as a little tribute to the Southland. God bless the Southland. I know you hate us Yankees, and I don't blame you. But when the fit hits the shan, I'll be whistling Dixie. By the way, a Dixie was written in a New York hotel room by an Irishman, just so you know. So... and the only time you can look away now is when you see Obama. Look away. Look away. Here we go. Blue Bayou, Roy Orbison. And you know what? What's the boss in New Jersey? Christie's buddy, Bruce Springsteen. He sings communist songs, and everybody sings along with him. Yeah. What's the song, his number one hit, Born in the USA? Get a look at the second stanza. It's got Karl Marx written all over it. Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. How many names on that wall down there in the Vietnam War Memorial? Is it 59,000? 59,000 we sent to kill the yellow man? How about we send 59,000 to die defending the South Vietnamese yellow man, like we paid the price to save South Korea from being gobbled up by communism? And don't tell me that the domino theory doesn't apply. Just ask boys in Laos and Cambodia, and they'll tell you about the domino theory. Never trust a communist. And never forget this. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when they win, and when they lose, they win. And right now, they're winning, and we're losing our country.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou, saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All the fishing boats with their sails afloat, if I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. Oh, to see my baby again, and to be with some of my friends, maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou, where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou. All that girl of mine by my side, still the moon and the evening tide, or some sweet day gonna take away this hurting inside. I'll never be blue, my dreams come true on Blue.